In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was at the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with Louisa and understanding the divine indwelling. And we are on page 13 at the top of the page. Volume 33, 928, 1935. My daughter Louisa, compassionate me and repair for such great human ingratitude. This is where Jesus is. You remember when he appeared to St. Margaret Mary, he said, you know, love is not loved. And he showed her his heart bleeding, open, you know, split in two, bleeding and surrounded by thorns. These are the sins of man, continuous. And it's on fire. It's on fire with the love for us. Jesus is saying, this love that I have, he says, is just ignored. It says, would you prepare for such great human ingratitude? Jesus came. He died on the cross. Our Lady co-redeemed with him, suffering at the foot of the cross. And people, he gives us the Holy Catholic Church. He gives us the sacraments, the sacramentals. And people just reject it. And he says to us, through Louisa, would you compassionate me? Would you repair for such great human ingratitude? So he says, I am. He uses God, the God's name. I am everything for them. I, Jesus, give them continuous breath and heartbeat. I give them motion and warmth and nourishment. And they, ungrateful, deny me that I, Jesus, that which I, Jesus, give to them. And after I gave them the great honor of making them my living temple, my royal palace upon earth. So when we're baptized, and this is why holy baptism is so important, He's not only given us life, he says, but I give them the great honor of making them, that's us, the God's living temple. God dwells within us. My royal palace upon earth. He is the Lord of my heart. We love him above all things with our whole mind, our whole heart, and all our strength. And because of that, we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Why? Jesus is there. And so this is what Jesus is saying. What pain, what sorrow. They're so ungrateful. I give them everything. Once, if Jesus stopped, our breath would stop. If Jesus stopped, our heartbeat would stop. I know we all have to die, and that's the time that God has given us on earth. And then what we've done on earth, what we thought, what we said, what we did, every thought, every word, every deed is basically recorded. And Jesus shows us how we lived. And then we are given heaven or hell. If we're given heaven and we haven't lived a perfect life, we've got to go to purgatory to perfect everything in our life, every thought, every word, every deed. Our Lord loves us tremendously. And he says, what pain, what sorrow. Therefore, Jesus says, I, God, recommend to you, don't leave me without the breath of your love. Think about that. He breathes into us. We take a deep breath. He breathes into us his I love you. And that's why we have to begin to understand. Every breath we have is an I love you from God. And we breathe out. What do we do with that I love you of God? We want to breathe that back to God. Our I love you in the divine will. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. So we can give the Heavenly Father the perfect I love you. Because you, Jesus, are doing it. Breathe in my breathing. Come, divine will. Beat in my heart beating. Come, Lord Jesus. Beat in my heart. Walk in my walking. Talk in my talking. Jesus is asking us, would you be willing to allow me as Lord and God, as Savior, to begin to reign in you in a way that the saints only dreamed of? This with this great gift of the divine will. So he says, I recommend to you, Louisa, and to those who read this through Louisa, don't leave me without the breath of your love. We begin every morning with a prevenient act. I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So you, Jesus, hear this divine I love you. from me with my voice in the name of everyone and everything, because Jesus, you're doing it in me. I'm allowing you to be the Lord of my life with every thought, every word, every deed. And I want to repair, I want to redo in the name of everyone and everything all that has been done, so that you, God, can receive all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that you, God, so rightly deserve. He says, give me at least what is needed to let me grow. What is needed to let Jesus grow in us in the divine will? What is needed? It's to read. It's to study. It's to put this into practice. This bread of life, this first bread, the bread of the divine will, Jesus says, feed on this every day. Grow in this, in the nourishment of Jesus breathing into you with this great gift of the divine will. Give me at least what is needed to let me grow. That means to read every day. This is why we have the calendar. The calendar is a great blessing. And again, you might fall behind a few days. Okay, mark them as what you haven't read. And when you have the time, and God will give you the time, to go back and redo everything, just think about it. You have done in 1 year, besides reading volume one, you have to read volume one, what Louisa took 64 years to do. You're reading every day. How glorious is this? How magnificent is this? Give me what is needed to let me grow. That's reading. You eat this first bread, the bread of the divine will. You nourish yourself with this first bread. Why? So God can grow in you. You can be more aware of Him. Let my divine will be your life. Again, we put down the good books, the holy books, the saintly books. Why? To read the book of heaven. We have to have that zeal that the apostles had for the Gospels, the inspired Word of God. Now Jesus says, I give you the book of heaven. I give you the gospel of the kingdom. I give you the testament of love. And when we read this, we begin to understand that Jesus is right next to us. He touches our mind so that we'll understand this, and He'll touch our heart that we will love it. Let my divine will be your life so as to let me dwell in your royal palace. What's your royal palace? Your heart. Dwell in me, Lord. I give you my heart. I give you my love. I love you, Lord, with my whole heart, with the whole mind, all my strength. You have to be the Lord of my life. And then I can love my neighbor as I love myself. Why do you love yourself? Jesus is there. He says very clearly, let me dwell in your heart, in your royal palace. With what? With decorum and with sumptuousness that your Jesus deserves. You know, when we go into the church and in front of the tabernacle, we genuflect. We say, Jesus, you're my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. You're my all. And this is what we do when we say to Jesus in our heart, Jesus, you reign in me. I adore you, and I love you, and I praise you, and I thank you. When you receive Holy Communion, you go into the Holy of Holies of your soul, and with Jesus and Mary and your Holy Guardian Angel, with Louisa, that's it. They're the ones that are allowed in. Why? To adore God and love God and praise God and thank God and glorify God, the God who dwells within. Just as Jesus deserves. That's what He's waiting for. Volume 33, 11/4/1935. Now, for Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will, it is impossible not to possess her Jesus. It's the same thing for us. If we are linked to Louisa and we desire to live in the divine will, it's impossible not to possess Jesus. Therefore, as Louisa receives me in the sacrament, as we receive Jesus in the sacrament, Jesus can say, I am going to find myself in that soul. Jesus is eager to dwell in us. He wants to dwell in us. That's why He gave us the Holy Eucharist. He wants us to be aware of the Lord God Almighty reigning in us. And I find that which I want. I find my life, which unifying with her life, forms one single life. See, it's not to be separate from God. God isn't going to be 1,000 miles away from us. It's Jesus. You dwell within. I adore you. I love you. That's why we love ourselves. Jesus is there. And that's the only way we can love ourselves. If you love yourself selfishly, you hurt people. You hurt God. I'm in charge, and I'm going to do what I want, and I'm this, I'm that. Pat myself on the back. No, you love yourself because Jesus is there. And really, you genuflect to Jesus in your heart. Lord, you are there. And he says, let me dwell more within you. And how does that happen? Keep on reading. Keep on studying what this great gift of the divine will is all about. Link yourself to Louisa. Be one with Louisa. Let this reign in you as one single life. I, he says, want to find that which I, God, want. I want to find my divine life in the soul. I want to unify myself with that soul. I want to form one single life with that soul. Is this what you want? Is this what I want? And it should be yes. I want to be one with you, Jesus. That's why Jesus calls heaven the wedding feast. You're one with God, but it has to begin here. This is why we wear the ring, the wedding ring. Why? You're my Lord, you're my Savior, you're my Master, you're my King, you're my spouse. I want to be one with you, God. I never want to be separated from you. And a lot of people who lose their spouse, Jesus is preparing them for eternity with him. A lot of people feel sad. I love the one. I miss the one I love. My half my life is gone. You know, what Jesus tells Louisa, or what is basically, I want you to give me your human life. I want it to die. Why? I want to give you divine life. I want your human will to die. Why? I want to give you the divine will. I want everything for you to die. Why? I, the Lord God Almighty, wants to dwell in you. Do we want this? Again, this is the most beautiful gift that God has given to man. He said, I've waited 6,000 years to give this to mankind. And now because of Louisa, we have it. We have it right in our hands as we read, as we study. I, God, find my royal dwelling in that soul, in your heart, in the holy of holies of your soul. I find the divine love that always loves me divinely. I find the requital of the great sacrifice of everything I do, everything I suffer in my sacramental life. Here Jesus gives us himself. And what happens? We receive him. In that 15 minutes, we should be adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him, blessing him and worshiping him, with God doing all that in us so that he receives the divine adoration that he deserves. He will do it. That's why he received himself at the Last Supper, so that he could receive himself worthily in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. And this is what he's asking of us. Are you letting me reign in you? Are you always... falling in love with me? Are you giving the requital for the great sacrifice of everything that I, God, do and I, God, suffer in my sacramental life? Look, think about when you receive Jesus. People are supposed to be changed after that. Jesus is there. Their worry, their fear, their anxiety, their complaints, their negativity, their sin should disappear. My excess of love leads me with an irresistible force to repeat the miracle of receiving myself as I did at the Last Supper. But I, God, can only do this in the soul in whom my divine will reigns. Do we enter into this life? Are we focused on this life? Or are we finding other things to do? Volume 34, 6:14, 1936. Now you must know, this is a command from Jesus, you must know this, that as the soul decides to live in of the divine will, the soul secures her salvation and her sanctity. Do you want to secure your salvation? Do you want to secure your sanctity? Decide to live in the divine will. What does that mean? everyday read. When you read every day, you're securing your salvation. You're securing your sanctity. Guaranteed. Why? Jesus is speaking to you. You're hearing Jesus. Maybe not with your ears, but with your heart, your mind, and your soul. You're hearing Jesus. And he says, we, triune God, dwell in that soul as in our home. And the human will, her human will, serves as material by which in each of her acts, every thought, every word, every deed, we, triune God, pronounce the fiat in order to form our divine works worthy of the one who inhabits her. See, Jesus says that the saints, what the saints have done is good and holy and saintly, but it's not divine. Jesus says, I'm waiting for the divine will to reign in souls. Now, the saints did the will of God, you know, but to live in the will of God, it's infinitely beyond that. Why? It's Jesus that's doing it. The saints had a virtue or two of Jesus and Mary. But to live in the divine will, Jesus is breathing in your breathing. You're not doing that anymore. You've given that over to God. It seems like you're breathing, but Jesus, you've given Jesus permission to breathe in your breathing, to beat in your heart beating, to walk in your walking, to gaze in your gazing. You're giving Jesus permission. And this is what's so great. He says, that is what is worthy of the triune God who inhabits you. Jesus is doing it. It's perfect. We, triune God, act like a king who make use of stones and tuff and bricks and lime in order to form for himself a sumptuous royal palace in such as to leave the whole world astonished. You know, we love the saints who did the will of God. How much we should love Louisa, who lived in the will of God, the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will, who had the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Get to know Louisa. Do everything with Louisa. She possesses this gift. If he did not have the stones, if the king did not have the stones necessary material to build his palace, the poor king, in spite of all the goodwill he might have and the money to spend for the edifice, yet lacking the raw material, he would remain without his royal palace. So are we, triune God, if we don't have the human will of the soul. See, the human will was made for God, and when Adam threw God out and said, I'm in charge, we've been living this miserable human will from that point on. And that's why we go to confession. Our human will is in charge. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live this life anymore. I don't want to live like this any longer. I want to give this all up. I want Jesus to reign in me. I want Mary to reign in me. The new Adam and the new Eve. One with Louisa, who possesses this gift. With all our divine power, the divine will that we have, we lack the material if you don't have the human will. God wants us to surrender our human will. And this is the whole reason for reading the divine will. It shows you how and why this can be done. You're not giving up your free will. You're using your free will to choose. I want to live in God's holy divine will. I don't want to live in my human will anymore. I'm tired of going to confession. And Jesus says, how tired are you? Are you tired enough to let all of that go and to begin to live my life, my mother's life, the new Adam and the new Eve? We cannot form in the soul the beautiful royal residence worthy of God's divine dwelling. Therefore, when the creature gives us her human will, using her free will, saying, I want to live in the divine will, natural things and spiritual things, everything is ours, the triune God's. And we, triune God, make use of everything in order to let our omnipotent fiat operate. That's what Our Lady did. She said, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. We learn from the Blessed Mother. Jesus says, not my will, but your will be done, Heavenly Father. Our Lady, Louisa says, fia voluntas tua, may your reign, may the divine will reign in me on earth as the saints possess you in heaven. Jesus says, everything is ours. The small things, the big things, the natural things, the spiritual things. Everything is at our disposal. We are safe, triune God. When the soul gives us a human will and takes our holy divine will, we are safe. We find everything. Everything is at our disposal. Small things, big things, natural things, and spiritual things. Everything is ours. And we, triune God, make use of everything. Everything. In order to let our omnipotent fiat operate in that soul. That's what God wants to do with us. And since our divine will cannot be without its works, it recalls all of its works into the royal residence it has formed with so much love in that soul. In Louisa first, and now in us. Mary possessed it being Theotokos, the mother of God. Jesus possessed it as the Son of God. Louisa is the first human born of original sin. Why? That's what Adam was the first human, and he lost it. So Jesus comes to earth, Mary comes to earth as the new Adam and the new Eve. Why? To begin again where Adam fell. And now 2,000 years later, we have Louisa. And listen to what he says. And since our divine will cannot be without its works, it recalls all of its works into the royal residence it has formed with so much love in Louisa. And now Jesus says, I want that to happen in us, each and every one of us. Volume 34, 7-4, 1936. And do you know what a fulfilled act of my divine will means? It means a complete act of God in which God encloses divine sanctity, divine beauty, divine love, divine power, and divine love, such as to leave heaven and earth astonished. God himself must feel enraptured, but so much as to form his dwelling, his throne of glory. And in this, his complete act, which shall serve him and shall descend like beneficial dew for the good of all mankind. Do you see what God is doing? He's saying, I want the fulfilled act of my most holy divine will reign in you. You who are reading this book of heaven. Volume 34, 8:23, 1936. My daughter, Louisa, the Blessed Mother, this great lady, Mother of God, Theotokos, by living the divine volition felt by deeds as queen of everyone and everything, and also this queen of the great divine King Jesus. But so much that she herself formed the door in heaven. Why? To make the eternal word descend. Our Lady prepared for Jesus the way and the room of her womb in which Jesus was to form his dwelling. In an emphasis of her ruling love, she would say to me, Jesus, O Jesus, descend, O eternal word. Let you shall find me in me your heaven. You shall find me in me your joys. You shall find that same divine will that reigns in the three divine persons in me. Do you see what God is calling us to? Jesus, descend into my heart. O eternal word, you shall find in me, Jesus, your heaven. I've given up the human. Your joys. I've given up human joy. Your same divine will. I've given up my human will. Why? So that you can reign in me as you reign in the three divine persons. Do you see why God created Adam? So that Adam would be in God's image and likeness. Think about this. We're echoing the likeness of Mary. That's what God wants. What is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary? We become more like her and her son, the new Adam and the new Eve. That's what God's waiting for. A new beginning for mankind. You shall find in me your heaven. You shall find in me your joys. Jesus says, I give you my joy so that your joy will be complete. The same divine will that reigns in the three divine persons you're going to find in me. That's what you get from the book of heaven. You can't find it in any other book, Jesus says. You see why the cardinals said to Archbishop Beceri back in 2015, we want all these writings out. It's going to change the face of the earth. It's going to change the face of the earth. Volume 34, 725, 1937. Our divine love is so great that if we, Triune God, give, we, Triune God, want to give everything, even our very selves, we want to be prey to the creature. Our divine love would not be content if it did not say, I, God, have given everything. I, God, have not left. I have nothing left to give to the soul. God wants to fill us to capacity as much as we want. 30, 60, or 100 fold, as much as you want, you're going to receive. And if we say, I want everything, then God says, then study it. Read this. Bring this to life in you. As you read, as you study, Jesus is teaching you. It's coming to life. The more that you read, the more that you study, it's coming to life. More so, since by the soul possessing our most holy divine will, we, Triune God, are safe. We, Triune God, dwell in our home with all the decorum, all the honors, all the decency that befits us, Triune God. You see what's coming? A new beginning for us. Why are the little children of the Holy Divine Will happy? You're beginning to live heaven on earth. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. It's a new beginning that God is giving us. How glorious is this? So he says this, Volume 35, 9, 6, 1937. You must know, again, a command from Jesus, that the one purpose for which we, Triune God, created the creation was precisely this. Creation was to serve as the dwelling for man, and man's human will was to serve as our divine dwelling. Do you see what God's doing? He's saying, give up that human ego, your human will, the selfishness, the self-centeredness. Get rid of it. Give it back to Jesus. This was to serve as God, which God's dwelling place within us. We, Triune God, wanted to form as many of our lives for as many creatures as we would deliver to the daylight. Each of them was to possess our divine life, but a speaking and operating life, since we, Triune God, cannot be anywhere without saying anything or without operating. God wants to be speaking to us. God wants to be operating in us. God wants to reign in us. He wants to be the Lord of our life. We're terrible at being the Lord of our life. Listen to your last confession. We're not very good at being God. Give that human will back to God, that He reign. I don't want to live in my human will any longer. That's what we say when we go to confession. I want Jesus to reign. And Jesus says, if we did so, it would be like forming as many prisons for us if God couldn't possess us totally. He says, which would impose on us, Triune God, silence and uselessness. We got to stop that. We want God to be the Lord of our life. Our Supreme Being speaks and operates. The Word calls for the work. The work manifests who we are, forming such beatitudes, such divine joys as to make us, Triune God, happy, as well as all those little souls, humble souls, who live together with us. Remember what Father Bucci says. To live in the divine will, you have to be little, insignificant, and hidden. It's not to have a pat on the back. It's not for applause. It's all applause. All honor goes to God. We adore you, we love you, we praise you, we thank you, we bless you, we adore you, we worship you, we glorify you as God. You deserve all the praise, all the honor. Look at Hollywood, look at trophies of sports. Look how good we are. Where's God? Occasionally you see a sportsman pointing to God and saying, thank you, Lord. You gave me this talent. But that's doing the will of God. Jesus is saying, I want you to live in my will. I want to be breathing in your breathing. I want to have you do with me divine things. Therefore, each word, each work of ours is a new divine joy and a new divine happiness that we create for ourselves. He says, I want, to form such beauties, divine joys, as to make the triune God happy, as well as all those who live together one with God. Our Lady does that. The firstborn, the one born of original, who had original sin, is doing it. Now Jesus is saying, do you want to enter into this life? Do you want this? This is the whole reason for the divine indwelling. God wants to reign in us, in, with, through, and for us. So he says to us, this is why we, Triune God, want to form in mankind our speaking and our operating divine life. Because we, Triune God, were to form such divine wonders of our divine being as to create new and ever more beautiful creations. You see what God is asking of us? New and ever more beautiful creations. That's why Jesus says, you'll do far greater things than I. It's in the divine will. We, Triune God, want to display and unfold what we, Triune God, can do and know how to do, along with new divine joys and new divine happinesses. And where would we, Triune God, do all this? Inside our dwelling, mankind. Is God reigning in us? Are we letting Him reign in us? Are we out of the way? Are we giving our fiat to everything? If the Lord is the Lord, He's in charge of our life. Are we giving our fiat to everything that He's asking of us? But would you like to know what our word is? It is our divine will. He's speaking to us. Remember, Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, He'll reveal to you all truths, and He'll remind you of everything that I, Jesus, have said. Listen to what He says. But would you like to know what our word is? It's in our divine will. Our divine will is the operator of our divine works. It is the narrator of our divine being. It is the bearer and keeper of the divine life, God's divine life in the soul. Without the divine will, we, Triune God, do not move from our throne, nor do we, Triune God, form divine life in any dwelling. We see the great necessity to possess our divine will and to live in the divine will, because with the divine will, we, Triune God, can do anything. We, Triune God, can issue our most beautiful works. We can maintain our purpose and force. We can form our divine being as many lives as we, Triune God, want. Every thought, every word, every deed. You see what God is doing? Without our divine will, everything is hampered. That's where we are right now. That's why Jesus is saying, enter into this gift. Feed me, and I will feed you. How do we feed God? Reading, studying, and put this into practice. You're making God happy. We become God's delight. Our love, our power is hindered when without the divine will. Our works are halted without the divine will. One could say that we, Triune God, remain as God, mute for the souls. What ingratitude, what a crime to reduce us, Triune God, to silence. And while we, Triune God, wanted to honor the little souls with our divine life in them as the dwellings of our divine delights and wonders, they have rejected us. They have not given us the freedom to form the divine will in them. How do you not give God the freedom to form the divine will in you? It's by not reading the volumes. You have to understand this. Reading this is so essential to living it. You can't live in the divine will without knowing what God wants you to do. That's why He keeps on saying, you must know. You got to know this. You got to begin to live this. Volume 35, 12:28, 1937. Louisa, daughter of my love, let me pour myself out, for I can no longer contain this love that's within me. I want to give this to you, give this to mankind. How hard it is to love and not to be loved in return. Not having the soul to whom to tell my surprises of divine love is the most inexpressible pain for our supreme being. Our supreme being, therefore, listen to me. What is Jesus saying to us? I want to tell you of my love. I want to tell you the most inexpressible pain that I want to share with you. I want to give you my love, but you have to read. You're not going to get this on your own. It's to read this, to study this. Why? Jesus has the word. He keeps on expressing more and more of how to live this abundant life. So he says, you must know that I, Jesus, came upon earth in order to rescue my dwelling. Mankind is my dwelling, which I, God, had to form with so much love, and in which, to make it worthy of me, I had to give my divine power and my creative art of my divine wisdom. I had to conquer man with this. This dwelling was a prodigy of our divine love and of our divine hands. This prodigy of giving us his gift. This is only a God could do this. Now, as Adam withdrew from our divine will, our dwelling became unstable and darkened. That's why Jesus came as the light. And what is the divine will? It's to begin to live the light, the life, the love of God. It was unstable and darkened and dwelling for enemies and thieves. What sorrow for us trying God. So my divine life down here served to return, to restore, to rescue this divine dwelling, which we, triune God, had formed for ourselves with so much divine love. It was ours too. It was befitting to save it, to be able to inhabit the human will again. Therefore, in order to save it, I, Jesus, used all possible and imaginable remedies. I, God, exposed my very life in order to fortify it and cement it again. I, Jesus, shed all of my blood, every drop of my blood, in order to wash from all mankind the filth, and with which my death I wanted to give life again back to the human, to make it worthy to receive once again as its inhabitant the one triune God who created it. Do you see why God gave us the Holy Eucharist? The Holy Eucharist is there for 15 minutes until the host dissolves. Why? Jesus is wanting us to prepare ourselves with a perennial communion with God. That's the divine will. To walk in God in the cool of the evening as Adam did. Walk and talk with God in the cool of the evening. Never to be separated from God. He dwells within. That's what God says. I want this to become alive again. I died so that you may have this life again. Now, having used all the means in order to save our dwelling, it was also decorous for us, triune God, to place in safety the King who would reside in it. Our divine love had remained hampered halfway through its race, as though suspended and obstructed in its course. Therefore, the kingdom of our most holy divine will shall place in safety that fiat which had been rejected by Adam, to allow its entrance back into its dwelling. So to let the children of Adam have it reign again and dominate again as the sovereign it is, as the Lord it is. Saving the dwelling would not have been a work worthy of our creative hands if we, triune God, left the one who was supposed to reside in them wandering around outside. No, with no kingdom and no dominion. To save the dwelling without saving oneself, unable to inhabit the dwelling that were rescued, the dwellings that were rescued, would be absurd. Jesus has saved us. He has redeemed us. Now he's going to reign in us as Lord, as Master, as King. If we did not have enough power to save ourselves, Jesus said, that would be absurd. This shall never be. If we, triune God, had the power to save our creative work, we, triune God, shall also have the power to rescue our own divine life within our work. Oh, yes, we, triune God, shall have our kingdom. And we, triune God, shall make unheard of prodigies to have it. You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. Our love shall accomplish its course. It shall not remain half in a halfway. It shall get rid of the shackles. It shall and shall continue its race. It shall be the balm to the wound of the human will. It shall adorn these dwellings with the divine ornaments, and with its divine empire, it shall call our divine fiat to dwell and reign, giving back to it all the rights that are due to it. The divine will is going to reign in us. God's going to have all his rights back, all the rights that are due to God. If the kingdom of my most holy divine will were not certain, why fix and restore the dwelling? It's going to happen. And Jesus is saying, I want it to happen in you and in me. You who are reading this, the more you enter into this gift, the more certain you're going to possess it. Enter into this life. Volume 35, 322, 1938. Therefore, the children of our fiat shall serve to make us fulfill our divine will in them. And this is why they shall be our divine glory, our divine triumph, our divine victory. That's us. The children of our fiat shall serve to make us fulfill our will in them, in us. This is why we shall be called, when we live in the divine will, God's glory, God's triumph, God's victory. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is Christ victorious. They shall be our true children, who shall not only carry our divine image, listen to this, but the divine life of the celestial Father himself as their own life dwelling in them. This is why the three stages of the divine will, 1 through 10, to become a divine mirror of Jesus, 11 through 19, how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, and volume 20 through volume 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, to let the Father, celestial Father himself, dwell within us. These children of ours shall be our divine life, our heavens, our sons, and oh, how we, triune God, shall delight in creating them. In them, winds that blow divine love, seas that murmur, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. We shall find everything in these children. They shall be no more difference between heaven and earth. They shall form one single thing for us, triune God, whether we keep them with us in heaven or we keep them with us on earth. Heaven's coming to earth. The kingdom is going to be established. And Jesus has predestined us to live at this time because he wants to dwell divinely and dwell within us. You see what God's calling us to. Volume 35, 110, 1938. Now, my dear children, listen, Jesus was saying, do you know what the celestial Father wants from you? The Heavenly Father wants to be recognized in you and having his dwelling in the center of your soul. And since the Father gives you everything, nor there is anything that the Father does not give you, the Father wants your love in everything that you do. Love the Heavenly Father. Let divine love never depart from your little hearts, from your lips, from your works, from everything. And this shall be the delicious food which you shall give to his divine paternity. This is receiving the divine inheritance of the Father. He, Heavenly Father, loves you very, very much. He, Heavenly Father, wants to be loved very, very much in a divine manner. And no one can arrive at loving you as the Father loves you. Therefore, love the Father very, very much. And becoming more inflamed, I, Louisa, would say to the little children of the most holy divine will, give me your word that you shall love the Heavenly Father always, always. Say with me, Louisa, we love you, our Father who art in heaven. We love you, our Father who dwells in our hearts. We love you, our Father who art in heaven. We love you, our Father who dwell in our hearts. We love you, our Father who are in heaven. We love you, our Father who dwell in our hearts. Fiat, amen. So be it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.